What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I be thinking about stuff people don't know about. People ain't even thinking about. Like, for example, why isn't there any B batteries? Why there ain't no B batteries? But they tripled up on the A's. But the B stand for black battery? Ain't no black batteries around here.
Tuesday, June 24th, 2025. Holy cow. It's the wake up call. Gavin, Katie, Kevin, what's our countdown to Wake Up Call Live?
Four more days.
4 days.
4 more days. Don't mind us. We'll just be puking into a trash can.
Oh. Don't worry. We're not sick. It's just out of nerves.
Right. Well, actually, Kevin was sick yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling? You feeling better?
Feel better, but you know, food poisoning still lingers a bit.
Do we think it was food poisoning?
I think so.
Yeah.
It was coming out both ends.
Did you get chills?
I have chills right now.
Well, that's because you think the room is too cold.
It's too cold. My fingers are icicles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What do you think you ate?
Sushi, or I went to R&B and Ribs, and their ribs weren't that good.
Okay. All right.
I think it might be the ribs.
Okay. I don't think that we need to say that this establishment gave you...
I didn't tell them where I got it from.
I thought you just said the name of it.
Oh, dang it. Right. Well, we have to narrow down the source of stuff.
Right.
Okay. But if we don't know that that's where you got it from, okay, I think
fine.
You just had what I had a couple weeks ago.
It could be at sushi, too. Should
okay.
I say that name,
no.
too?
No.
Oh. You should probably, no. Okay. No. Well, we're glad you're feeling better.
Yeah.
Did you lose any weight?
So much weight. I'm so skinny for Wake Up Call Live now. Like,
oh,
I look snatched.
And we're in between pay periods, so you're not going to eat anyway.
No. Oh, my God. I was going to throw up a little bit more.
Oh, good. Okay. All right.
Small blessings.
Yes.
Yeah. Good. Well, that's good, Kevin. And we're all happy that you are back on the show, because if we had to do a whole show leading up to Wake Up Call Live without you, I would have been sad, and I would have been nervous.
Sure.
Because, like,
we need you.
What if our vibes are off on stage? The next time we see Kevin is going to be live on stage, that'll be bothersome.
Yeah.
You know, that'll be a little nerve wracking. And by now, you know how to get tickets. There are still some left, $20. Text live, LIVE, to 916-909-1065.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
And we're talking to Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. So thanks for being on the second date update. You went on a first date with a girl named Monica, and the date was a success. 5 stars, no notes. But apparently something went wrong that you don't know about because she's icing you out. Let's talk about the date. First of all, how long ago did you go on this date?
A week and a half ago.
Okay. And what did you guys do?
We like met up at a little bar, had some chips, a couple margaritas. That led into a meal because we were feeling it, and then walked her to her car, got a kiss. That was it. Yeah, it felt like it was solid.
And it was like a normal kiss, not like a grandma kiss, right?
Yeah, no, it wasn't like you kiss on the cheek. It was a real on the lips kiss.
And you can't think of any. I mean, that sounds cute.
It sounds like a perfect date,
especially if the date like was only supposed to be drinks, and then it turned into a full meal. I mean, that's such a good sign,
right?
We have her on hold. We're gonna talk to her. You'll be able to hear the whole conversation, but you're on hold, and you won't be able to talk back to us. Then once we get a reason, we're gonna conference everybody together, see if we can work this out, and get you a second date. Okay?
That sounds great.
All right, Mark's now on hold. Let's talk to Monica. Good morning, Monica.
Hi.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie from the Wake Up Call, and you're on the second date update. We just got done talking to Mark, who you went on a date with, where you guys were just supposed to grab some margaritas, and it turned into a full-on meal, and he said the date was awesome. He even said that you gave him a kiss at the end of the date. What's going on?
The date was fine. He's a very nice guy. But during the date, he had his phone on the table, and he got a notification. And I didn't see exactly what the notification said, but it was from Grindr.
The notification was from the dating app Grindr.
Yeah, so I already knew what that meant. And you know, I didn't want to be impolite, so I let the date continue. I didn't say anything about it, but I just know he's gay.
Oh.
So that's it.
So, for anybody who doesn't know what Grindr is, it is a gay dating app, right?
Or hookup.
Right. So, I just think he's closeted. I don't know why he wasted my time, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. So, let's get Mark back on here. Mark, are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. So, there's your answer.
So, hold on. First, let's be very careful. And Mark, if at any point you're uncomfortable and want to hang up, that's fine because we're not trying to out anybody. So let's.
I'm pretty out in the open. I'm bi. I'm queer. Whatever you want to call it. But you know, I don't necessarily think that's owed to a first date, especially if it's not going to get physical. That's a different conversation.
I feel like you should have told me ahead of time because honestly, that's not my thing.
Your thing isn't dudes?
Guys. I don't like guys that like other guys.
Okay. Wow. You know what? From like all the conversations that we had, I didn't imagine you'd be so like old world about this. I just don't understand necessarily why it matters who I like. I like the person that I'm with when I'm with that person.
Okay, but you're also on a gay dating app.
Yeah, and you're also on a straight and gay dating app. I don't understand the problem. It's a person, not a package.
This is something you tell somebody ahead of time.
I guess the rainbow flags in my profile were a little shocking.
Well, I mean, you can be an ally and still have rainbow stuff on you. Okay, so Mark, what is the reason why you didn't tell her before you met that you're bisexual?
Because it's not necessarily a conversation you want to have, especially when this is so often the end result. Because a woman cannot fathom that a man can enjoy his time as equally with a woman or a man or a trans man or woman or non-binary person. I feel like a conversation on sexuality kind of is moot when you're on a date with somebody.
Why is that?
Because if you're on the date with that person, I feel like it's implied that you are trying to be there in a romantic way.
So, okay, I hear what you're saying. Monica, let's say you're on a date. Would it bother you? Like, would you, even though you would be with a guy who loves you and is dating you and interested in you, and is attracted to you, would it bother you if they also were just attracted to men?
Yeah, of course it would bother me. This is not cool.
I can understand not wanting to date somebody that's bisexual strictly because I would always feel it would be an insecurity for me. It's not that I would find it disgusting or anything, but I would probably always feel like, well, you like something that I can't possibly provide you. Even if like you're with a guy that likes big boobs and you have small boobs, you still have boobs.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't need to compete with dudes. Like, I'm good. I'll find a straight guy.
Hey, you can't. It's clear.
All righty. Monica, thank you for your time. Mark, sorry that it ended in the way that you weren't hoping for. It's the second date update on The Wake Up Call.
106.5, the end. It's The Wake Up Call.
All right, so a list of the best fast food French fries came out. And, of course, everybody's fighting about it. And this list was made by gourmands and chefs. So,
really?
I always think it's funny when chefs weigh in on it, but it does kind of tip the scale a little bit or tilt it in a way that doesn't make sense for a lot of us. Before I even get to anything on this list, I'm going to go over some text messages that we have to 916-909-1065 because they're all over the place. Okay. First of all, this person says Chick-fil-A is the best fries. Mm. All right.
Now, do they only have waffle fries?
Yes.
And we can hold off on it. This person says McDonald's will always be number one for me, but I do get tired of them. Another person accused McDonald's of putting cocaine in all their food, so of course it's the best. One person said Del Taco has the best French fries.
I've never heard Del Taco has the best anything.
They have the best burgers.
And then another person said In-N-Out has the worst fries.
I agree.
This person says, I hate In-N-Out French fries. And then to counter that, this person then says, I used to hate In-N-Out fries. But
and then what happened?
The older I get, they grew on me.
Yeah, because it's for
and old. I can't see my life going on without them.
Wow. Okay, so let's go over the list, and then I'll share my opinions.
First of all, do you want me to start with number one, like at the top, or do you want me to do a real shocker that's at the bottom?
Shocker at the bottom.
Shocker at the bottom. McDonald's came in second to last.
Second to last?
Mm-hmm. McDonald's.
Out of how many?
Out of 21, it came in 20th.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, I'm going to say the only reason for that is if you don't get fresh fries, they're no good.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, if you get fresh McDonald's fries,
oh, they're
are you
so
kidding
good.
Me?
Crispy but soft on the inside.
Mm. number 21.
Okay.
You're going to hate this, Kevin. KFC.
KFC?
Yeah.
Well, their wedges are in.
I kind of like their wedges.
No, but KFC has changed their recipe where it's like thin fries now, and it's like, I don't really like it.
I haven't had a KFC fry in years.
I usually go there fried chicken.
Third from the bottom, Burger King.
No, this Burger King's
is
good.
Crazy.
This list is trash.
Burger King fries are so good. So now, they are so good.
Now I imagine you're probably saying to yourself, what the hell is at the top of the list?
Right.
Right.
Now, when you take out all the regional stuff, because I do think there's a lot of regional stuff on here. Do we have a Shake Shack? Is Shake Shack?
Yes,
around?
We do. We do. Downtown.
All right. Shake Shack came in number two.
Interesting.
Best French fries. I've never had Shake Shack.
Yeah, their fries aren't that good.
Number one, best French fries, according to this list, In-N-Out.
I don't agree.
I can't get behind that.
I just hate In-N-Out because when I order light well, they always do it too crispy and it's like, you don't listen.
I think this is all about the fact that In-N-Out punches their potatoes fresh right there in the store.
I don't think I like that.
Really?
I don't think so. The only way I like could ever say In-N-Out fries are the best fries is if they're animal style. And in that case, that cheese and special sauce is doing a lot of work.
Let's not forget about the onions, too.
A lot of heavy lifting.
New text message coming in now that we've said In-N-Out just voted the number one French fries for fast food. In-N-Out is gross.
No.
Unless you get them well done. And then even then, it's still kind of gross. I'm not a big French fry guy in general, so I don't really...
That is shocking.
I don't have an argument here. If I'm going to have those calories, I'd rather have another burger than have, a side of fries.
No, fries are a must.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good on that.
Girls love fries.
So a lot of people have been saying, though, what about Carl's Jr.? Carl's Jr. did show up in the top 10.
Curly fries are good from Carl's Jr.
Do they have curly fries? They have Criscut fries.
Oh, Criscut.
Their Criscut fries are... amazing. But if we want to talk curly fries, Jack in the Box.
Yes.
Jack in the Box, not in the top 10. Got lost somewhere in the middle. Same with Wendy's.
I don't know of Wendy's.
Wendy's, they never always, heard of they them. Always fry their fries fresh.
Okay. Jack in the Box curly fries.
So good.
With their ranch, specifically.
Yeah.
Orgasmic.
What about Arby's, though? They have curly fries.
Arby's has fries?
Arby's came in at number 8, and I love their seasoned curly fries.
I got to tell you, I don't know where to find an Arby's. I think there used to be one by the old radio station.
Maybe.
I don't see them.
Right.
I don't feel like it's a part of my everyday commute or anything.
And Chick-fil-A came in number 5.
On fries.
Yep.
And do we think that that's because it is exclusively a waffle fry?
I think it's because they changed the recipe.
People hate the new recipe oil.
I don't notice a difference.
You're not a fry guy.
I said that.
That's true.
That's true. I'm not a fry girl.
You're no fry guy.
So listen.
Girls love fries.
They do fries before guys.
Keep the text messages coming in to 916-909-1065. And let us know, because people are passionate about this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. It's going to be this Saturday at Wake Up Call Live. It's the game. Are you smarter than Katie? Yes, live on stage. You'll be able to see the beads of sweat on Katie's forehead as she concentrates on solving hard math problems and answering pop culture-y questions live on stage. A few tickets still available. Start at $20. Text live to 909-1065. All right, let's talk to Brianna. Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning.
Good morning. I understand you're very giggly.
Yeah, yes.
We love that. Listen, we love an easy audience. All right, Katie's leaving the studio. $440 is the jackpot for today. I got 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture, and away we go. Question 1. President Trump proclaimed yesterday that there was already a ceasefire in the Iran war we're now engaged in, but Iran and Israel didn't get that message, as Iran said there was no ceasefire and bombs were lobbed at each other last night anyway. Is ceasefire one word or 2 words?
One.
Question 2, Brad Pitt was on Dax Shepard's podcast talking about both their experiences with AA and saying goodbye to alcohol. Dax shared a story also about how he almost beat up actor Eric Dane in an AA meeting for being rude to another member. What does AA stand for?
Alcoholics Anonymous.
Question 3, Cardi B has a new song out and announced her new album, Am I the Drama, will be out on September 16th. It has been 7 years, Kevin, since her last album came out.
Wow.
And believe it or not, That was her only other album.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
What was the name of it?
Invasion of Privacy?
Period.
Question four. Sabrina Carpenter won a bunch of awards at the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards, and she had a message for all the parents who say that her songs are not appropriate for kids. She said she'll do better. She said she plans on recording clean versions of her songs so kids can enjoy them more. Spell the word Nickelodeon.
Oh, God. N-I-C-K-N-I-C-K-L-O-D-E-N.
Question five. Barbara Streisand is one of the stars of the Meet the Parents franchise, and she is not returning for the upcoming fourth film because she was so underpaid compared to her male co-stars in the last one. Oof. If Babs was paid $2 million, but Robert De Niro was paid $10 million, what percent of De Niro's salary did she make?
I don't know, 20%.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Brianna, what do you do for a living?
I work for the county.
You work for the county? Which county?
Sacramento County.
Sacramento County doing what?
I work in law enforcement.
Law enforcement?
Damn, you're so giggly.
Sweet, are you a cop?
Yeah.
You... What a very interesting way to say I'm a cop.
She didn't want to say it. Listen, I'm not saying that I want you to giggle less, but I mean, a giggly cop, I kind of love.
Of course.
I love it so much.
Not when they're giving me a ticket, though. Don't giggle when you give me a ticket.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. All right. Well, Police Officer Brianna, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question one. President Trump proclaimed yesterday that there was a ceasefire in the Iran war already. But then the other two countries, Iran and Israel, disagreed. And they said that there was no ceasefire and they bombed each other anyway last night. Is ceasefire one word or two words?
One word.
It is one word.
Seems like an advantage that she's in law enforcement and got the word ceasefire.
I don't think police use the word ceasefire too often.
In Dungeons and Dragons.
He does use it in Dungeons and Dragons. Question two. Brad Pitt was on Dax Shepard's podcast talking about their experiences with AA.
Huh.
And Dax shared a story about how he almost beat up actor Eric Dane in an AA meeting.
Wait, is that McSteamy?
I think so.
My McSteamy?
Well, you saw him once at Disneyland.
No. And you thought he was staring at you?
You're right, yeah.
I know he was staring at me. He was giving me eyes.
Well, you were in front of him in line, so I think we're all...
I know when somebody's giving me eyes.
Okay. But yeah, Eric Dane was being rude to another member, and Dax Shepard said, let's step outside.
Wow.
What does AA stand for?
Alcoholics Anonymous.
That is correct. Not too many anonymouses in that story that Dax Shepard said.
Yeah, I don't think Dax Shepard is allowed to say that.
He said it, though. Question three. Cardi B has a new song out and announced that her new album, Am I the Drama, is going to be out on September 16th. Kevin heard her new song.
So good.
Loves it. Loves it.
Outside.
I'm sure we're going to be playing it soon. It has been 7 years since her last album came out, believe it or not. That was her only album.
Really?
She only put one album out. But she's talk about
work
doing
smarter, not harder.
Right. So much with so little. What was the name of that album?
Of her original album?
Of her only album.
Okay.
Invasion of Your Privacy.
Oh. Yeah.
Question four. Sabrina Carpenter won a bunch of awards at the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards, and she had a message for all the parents that say her music is not appropriate for children. She's going to do better. She said that she is going to start recording clean versions of her songs so the kids can enjoy them more. Spell the word Nickelodeon.
Okay. N-I-C-K. E-L-O-D-E-O-N?
Took us a while, but we got there. Wow. Question five, Barbara Streisand is one of the stars of the Meet the Parents franchise. And she is not returning for the upcoming fourth film.
Okay.
Because she said she was so underpaid compared to her male co-stars for the last one.
Imagine underpaying Babs.
I know.
What guts.
If she was paid $2
million. Okay.
But Robert De Niro was paid $10 million.
Okay.
What percent of De Niro's salary did she make? These are not real numbers, by the way.
20%.
Oh, my God. Kevin!
Really?
Kevin!
I'm shocked.
That's amazing! Was
She's
that a total guess?
Today.
That was a total guess.
That's wild. Oh, my God. Final score. Brianna, are you there?
Yes.
You both got four! Wow! It's a tie.
A beautiful tie.
Ties go to Katie. But man, Brianna, you fought hard. You fought true, and we love your giggle.
Thank you.
If anybody's going to get pulled over, I want it to be by you.
Well, do you pull people over?
Yeah, what do you do for the police?
I work in patrol.
So you're a puller over?
I can be, but I'm not.
All right.
That's highway patrol. Highway patrol pulls you over.
That's
police
not true.
Police go to calls. Is that true?
Everybody can pull everybody.
Everybody
pulls.
Yeah.
Okay, but no one's safe.
Primarily.
If you're on the highway.
Yeah, they have to pull you over. You're going too fast.
If you're on a residential street, it's usually the local police.
Could we ask her?
Brianna.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, she said yeah.
If she pulls over on the highway, sure.
I hope you get pulled over more often now.
So Brianna, you know. What is it that you would like to tell us?
Today I'm just as smart as Katie.
Just as smart.
Just as smart.
Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate that as well.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I saw something. We've got a TV here in the studio. It's just always playing the news. And the news this time of day plays some interesting commercials. And they had a Subway commercial on there, Subway sandwiches. And it made me realize something.
Oh.
I've never realized this before.
Okay.
We got to stop showcasing sloppy sandwich preparation.
I'm going to need more.
Everything in a Subway sandwich commercial.
Yeah.
Is no way to make a sandwich. You want don't spit your coffee. You want to call yourself a sandwich artist? Stop throwing lettuce in the air.
Okay.
Stop just sloppily pouring some sort of vinaigrette all over a sandwich. It's getting everywhere.
Okay.
It's a mess. Meatballs. Just slopped
dropped,
on
I
the
mean, dropped.
Dropped.
Dropped from a high distance. Sorry, I have food in my mouth.
And then when it's all done, the made sandwich just plunk down.
I don't know what it is about food commercials where they want to drop it onto a plate.
Couldn't tell you.
Because this isn't just a safe Subway thing.
No, I'm starting to see it more and more in commercials.
I have seen so many hamburgers dropped from a distance.
Right. And have you ever dropped a whole hamburger down onto a plate?
Not on purpose.
Never once.
Right.
Never once. So what's going on? Are we doing it wrong? Because they're the artists, self-proclaimed. Did you eat more food while we're on the air?
Okay. You, of all people, do not get to talk to me about
listen,
that.
We're all just eating food.
I have
food.
Seen you.
Don't. Guys, we're professionals.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Number of times,
we're all professionals.
Stop it.
You have just eaten chips during this time of day or Cheez-Its with abandon.
So I'm going to say something.
Okay.
Stop dropping food.
You guys.
Okay.
Stop making a mess while you're making a commercial.
Okay.
You're sending the wrong signal.
Now, would you say when you watch like a chef show, are they not taking seasonings and throwing them into a pan?
They're often on a timer.
Yeah.
That's helped. Like, you can't just sprinkle it in. You have to throw it.
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the general mess that they have created.
I know, but you know what I'm talking about. Like, they're shaking a pan real hard.
Yeah, yeah.
And they take some and then they throw it in.
Okay, so then are we doing it wrong? Like, should we be preparing, like, when we make...
Only if we want to entertain. Do you want to entertain people while you're cooking? I want to not be spoken to. while I'm cooking.
Right.
I don't want anybody watching. I don't want anybody to have any opinions.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to, for the most part, stay away from me.
Right.
Or whatever you're working on for dinner, you go over there and do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll work on my...
I'll do my thing.
Deviled eggs or whatever it is I'm doing.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I will drop the deviled eggs.
And I'll drop them from a distance.
Like...
I'll get up on a ladder.
Right.
Right.
Unless they splatter, then it's too high. I mean,
there's literally Bell... What's his name?
Who?
Bam.
Bam Emerald?
Margero?
Emerald.
Oh, yeah. Emerald.
His thing is to say bam.
His thing is to say bam.
Okay. So, well, if you're going to be bamming food...
I mean, if I'm watching a Subway commercial, every shot looks bammed.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, meatballs on a sub. Bam. Bam. Lettuce thrown into the air. Bam. Which is wet. It's also wet when they do it. A loaf of bread ripped in half. Bam. Which, by the way, they don't do that at Subway.
They very carefully slice it.
Even if you ask. And then they do very carefully slice it. And then they also bring the two together to make sure they're not giving you an extra centimeter of bread.
Oh, I you're spending a lot more time at Subway than I am. I gotta tell you.
Yeah, my kids like the meatballs.
All right.
Mostly because I let them throw them around the kitchen.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
So over the weekend, Katie went to church.
I did.
And the church experience that Katie had was, you said, interesting, right?
Well, it was beautiful.
And it's making Katie think that she is capable of doing something that I'm not 100% sure she is.
Okay, that's rude. So, my boyfriend D'Lo from ESPN and KSFM, his best friend of over 30 years, is a big part of a church downtown. They were having their Juneteenth and Africa Day service. And
which church is it?
I think it's called Trinity Church.
Okay, yeah, Trinity Episcopal Cathedral.
Yes. Okay. And it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what to expect. I've never gone to Io's church before. So when we walked in and we had the two littlest girls with us, and it is everything from people that have immigrated from Africa, mm-hmm, in traditional African garb, to little white kids in traditional African garb, to old ass white people,
right,
to LGBTQ. And so we have the church service. Then there's a reception after.
There always is.
I didn't know that.
Okay, so reception for the Juneteenth celebration, yeah, at Trinity Episcopal.
And D'Lo had been asked to speak about Juneteenth.
Okay.
And his speech was incredible and very moving, and I was so proud. And but many of the members of the church, especially the like African women,
yeah,
made African traditional African food, which I've never had.
Delicious.
Holy crap!
Yeah.
Pun intended.
Oh, okay.
Well, no. I meant the holy part. I meant the holy part. So the food was unbelievable. The girls couldn't get enough of it. Just chicken on the bone and all this incredible rice and all these things.
Love it.
Loved it. They absolutely loved it. Got me thinking, though. Do we think I can pull off cooking traditional African dishes?
And here we are.
And here we are.
The answer is clearly no.
Wait, hold on. I don't think you even thought about it.
I don't think I need to. I mean, it all goes back to you don't preheat an oven.
Okay, so I will say many of my favorite dishes don't even seem like they go in an oven. Maybe some of the chicken does.
Okay. Why? What are some of your favorite dishes? What are some of your favorite African dishes?
Well, okay, so there are many different kinds of rice that I've found. Oh, I struggle to make rice.
You do?
Okay.
Yeah.
Even
with an Instapot.
I'm getting better.
Well, that's good.
Now, granted, D'Lo has to leave me instructions. He just writes down on a piece of paper what I need to do. Here's what I need to do, and somehow I still almost screw it up. Get a cup of rice, put it in the Instapot, and push the white rice button.
Well, don't forget to add water. So is that where you screw?
Yeah, okay.
All right, so, I mean, right off the bat, I think you're answering your own question.
But I want want.
I know you want to. Yeah. And I think that there's a lot to be said for the want.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll take it.
Can we just stop there, maybe?
See, here's what I thought would be the most complicated part.
Okay.
Finding the ingredients. Because I don't feel like you could just, like, wander into Safeway and necessarily find all of these ingredients.
You can't.
I could be wrong.
Now I make a lot of Indian food because I love Indian food. All that stuff you can get on Amazon.
Amazon.
You can use any exotic spice. They have it on Amazon.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about certain things that I just don't think that you're cut out for.
Okay.
I just don't think you're ready.
Such as?
Well, there's a dish. I'm looking up African recipes online. There's something called chakalaka. It's a South African vegetable dish. It's usually very spicy. Right off the bat, this recipe starts with preheat the oven. Okay. This one's called fufu.
I'm looking at fufu. Yeah.
It's a pounded meal found in West African cuisine.
Okay.
This recipe, step one, preheat the oven. So, I mean, right off the bat, there's just an issue that I see coming up. Okay. Now, here's the good news.
Yeah.
Preheating the oven, the easiest thing you'll ever learn to do.
It's not that I don't know how. I know how to do it.
Yeah.
I think it's a scam.
But it's not. Because here's the thing. You're fine when it comes to cooking things that you know how to cook, that you can kind of, you know, jazz your way through.
Yeah, I like to improv it.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to follow a recipe.
Right.
I just feel like this.
A little bit of garlic here.
Exactly. These are very specific recipes from a culture that you're just not familiar with.
No.
So, anyway.
So do we think I try it? Is that what you're saying?
For show content, yeah.
Oh. Not for my fam.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So the NBA Finals are now over, and Katie,
mm-hmm,
our sports correspondent,
thank you,
glued to every second. Well, couldn't look away. And she did have a horse in the race, even though it was for a pretty silly
reason.
It was for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, it was just because of marketing.
But you were pulling for the Pacers.
Big time.
And the Pacers you were really interested in because of?
I liked that they were using the marketing technique of yes, sirs.
There you go. Yeah.
Sirs. C-E-R-S. Apostrophe C-E-R-S.
Yes, sirs. So, they didn't win.
No. And it's important to note that it came down to game 7.
Right.
Okay. So, we were perfectly evenly matched.
We. All right. Lifelong fan.
With OKC.
Yeah.
Just heard of them.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Man. Forgot they existed until a month ago. Okay, so here's my question to you. In the very first quarter, the star, okay, and he is a star on so many levels.
Sure.
First of all, adorable to look at.
Okay.
Second, which obviously in the NBA, most important. Second, it's like he just shoots the ball and the basket just sucks it in.
He's like the LeBron James of basketball.
He goes down in the first quarter.
Oh.
And it was actually really, like, it almost made me cry because he tore his Achilles.
Mm-hmm. That sounds awful. Did they show that live on TV?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I can't watch injuries happen.
No, I can't either.
I can't. So if it showed it actually happening, I don't know.
Right.
But what I did see was the aftermath, which is he immediately goes down on his stomach. And what the really sad part was, he just is taking the palm of his hand and just slapping the floor, going, no, no, Because obviously it's game seven.
Yep.
I don't know if he's ever been in the finals before. I don't think he has. He was drafted from the Kings, by the way.
Oh, that's fun.
And you see a coach or somebody go out there, and I don't know what they say to him, but you can mouth him. You can see him saying, like, I did. So okay. They must have said, like, did you tear your Achilles?
Yeah.
So, like, watching this young man who is at the height of his career, surely, and apparently this injury is like, well, we won't see you next season.
Really?
It's like a 12-month recovery.
Oh, my God.
It's a really, really bad injury.
Ugh.
So, he hits the floor. He's gone. This is first quarter.
Yeah.
So, the Pacers are obviously, now they're down their star player. The OKC ends up winning.
Okay.
The Pacers kind of held out for the first two quarters. They got spanked in the second.
Okay. Okay.
All right. If you are OKC, Thunder. Okay. Oklahoma City, Thunder. Yeah. Yes. Do you feel good about this win?
Sure.
You just won. Really?
You won the NBA Finals. Why not? Why wouldn't you?
I feel like if it was me, I would think, because again, they were perfectly matched as far as now the Thunder did have a much better record. They have like the MVP player of the entire league.
Okay.
They had a million wins or something.
Okay.
It's
a long season.
Right. Yeah. Takes a while. 68 games. They won 68 games.
You guys lost 67,000 games. Yeah, but we won a million.
it would be one thing if it was like game four and the Thunder had like won all the games.
Just
right?
Roll right over.
Right.
Okay.
They didn't.
Right.
They were game for game, match for match, right?
Right.
How do you feel good about feeling like, I would ask myself, did we win because Ty Halliburton got hurt?
Probably.
You'd be fine with that?
100%.
Oh, no.
First of all, I'll tell you this. If you play on any team, and I mean that even in like the corporate workforce or something like that, where it all hinges on one player, then you're not a good team. He's a good player.
Mm. Okay, but if there's one player.
Okay. That's pulling most of the workload.
That means the entire Thunder was struggling to beat one guy.
Right. And then that one.
And then one guy goes away. You feel good about it?
Sure. To talk about like something here for what we've experienced. There used to be a morning show in this market that was a real thorn in our side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they used to lie about their ratings on the air constantly and talk about how they were number one by massive margins and stuff like that. They never really were.
Right.
But then one day, I don't know what happened, but they just exploded. Like, I think it kind of just went away. It fizzled out and went away.
I
don't know.
It isn't here anymore.
Yeah.
I can say that.
Do I feel good about now taking that spot?
But here,
I do.
Okay, but here's the thing. In this scenario, they were pretending to hit threes. Tyrese Halliburton actually is.
I see what you're saying. A win is a win is a win.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
I guess.
You know?
Yeah.
That's just how I feel about it. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.